Hey, you ever been to Chancellor Park? That's where I live. My name is Tavin Dillard. I live in Chancellor Park. I mow lawns, mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. I sure am glad to join me here on this podcast. I want to let you know what's going on in my neck of the woods. Now, I started out years ago on the YouTubes and then the TikToks and the Instagrams now and the whatnots. I got the websites, the TavinDillard.com, but right now, I want to clue you into what's happening in my neck of the woods on the Tavin Dillard podcast. You here? I'm here. I'm glad you joined me. Now I'm going to send it over to myself. This is like the pre-introduction, but let's get on to the real show today. I'm glad you joined me here. Bank, bank. Well, hey y'all guys. 9 and 9. Boy, that's some mathematicals right there. We in season 9, episode 9 of the Tavin Dillard podcast. St. Patrick's Day. Ooh, that's coming up. If you listening to this on a day it come out, you listening on March the 12th, and you know that the St. Patrick's Day is later, real soon, about 5 days away. Got a little business talk for you today, too. Just some things going on in town. That, you know, there's a lot of businesses. There's a lot of small business. There's a lot of, you know, small entrepreneurial, folks got ideas. I got my own business. Tavin's Lawn Care Services. I'm a mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. Hey, want to thank y'all guys for getting a hold to that town map shirt. That's been moving now. And I think it launched on the first day of this month. And so, you know, 12 days in, we seeing it move. I hope y'all are enjoying it. And you got an idea on how to get around my town. Not every single thing is on that map. Not everybody's house. I only put a few houses on there, you know, like Millie Rick's residence and Imogena Raymond Watkins. I got Hank Thistle's burn pile on there. Of course, I got Chancellor Park. That's where I live. And I got an arrow out toward Mort Dwidell. He live on the outside of town in a 2-lane called, with a front yard trampoline. And speaking of that, that's the name of my comedy show on May 31st in Wichita Falls, Texas, at the Wichita Falls Theater there in town, front yard trampoline. That's the name of the show. I hope y'all can make it out. In fact, in the show notes today, top of the list is my buddy's Magic Mind. You'll see the link for Magic Mind and a discount code and how you can get big old percentages off a subscription to that. And I'll be talking more about that later. But then you got the tickets for Wichita Falls. If you can make plans, you and your friends and family, come on down. I mentioned last week a lot of work going into this show, and I think it's going to be a hoot of a time. It's going to be something like I ain't quite ever done before. So if you can make it down, I think you're going to enjoy it. There are VIP tickets for after the main show. There's a little after party, donut party, chocolate milk donuts, and I do some more talking on top of what I already did, mostly about donuts and kind of meet and greet and all that. And I'll be out after both shows, the first show and the after party show, to hang out and pictures and all that. But click the link and reserve a seat or two for you and yourn. And then you'll see, you know, the link to the merch if you need any of them shirts or hats or tank top weather. Maybe Pico Boone in around the corner. And then bacon. You'll see the Tavin's bacon bag. It's a good snack all year long. If you a no-pro fisherman like me, you know for sure if you take that to the water, you ain't leaving sad. Whether you catch nothing or not. And then you can always text me, 501-322-6249. And you can shoot me an email, tavindillard@gmail.com. So that's how that go. You know where them show notes are. Check them when you want to. Coach Hicks, though, that's where I want to talk about today, where I want to begin all this. He is he's a businessman. You know that. Or you probably do. He's always thinking. You probably know he was my high school PE teacher. He ran to Long John Silver's in the county next over. And he's a head lifeguard at the city pool. And he runs Thunder Punch. That's his boxing gym. Fitness. Thunder punching. Get down there. You know, getting on that speed bag. Working on that footwork. It ain't just boxing, but that's the big part of it. I mean, they got, you can do a sit up there too. They got little mats you can stretch out on. Got some weights you can lift. Boy, you know, folks getting fit out there. Well, he's hosting the first ever, maybe the last ever. I mean, you never know when something starts, how long it's going to go. But I'm saying it's the first ever St. Patrick's Day 5K. I don't even know how far that is. Like, I didn't go to school for Ks, so I don't know how far that is. I know K stands for kindergarten, and you 5-year-old when you in kindergarten. So if you're running as far as a 5-year-old, you may be going 30 feet. Like, I don't know. That ain't my job. I can't explain that to you the way it's supposed to be explained. Because right now, I ain't Coach Hicks. I don't run Thunder Punch. It wasn't my idea to have a St. Patrick's Day 5K. I'm just saying that's what he happened. I don't even know how far. Like, it basically is just where folks run. I know that they show up and you're ready to run. And I guess you better be ready to run for a while, especially if you don't know how far 5K is. And then you got to just guess on how to pace yourself. There's probably a better way to do it, but I ain't a running coach. So some folks want to win, you know, when they get in them races. Some folks just want to finish. Like that right there is a win. Just cross the finish line at some point. Now, I ain't got an update on how it went because it ain't happened until this weekend. But next week, I can let you know how it went. I do know some of the folks who signed up to run in it. Now, the athletes that I run around with, fellas from Team Burger Shed, which is our softball team, an adult softball league in town, we ain't particular runners. Like, I wouldn't. That ain't the first thing you lead with when you're talking about us. Like, when I heard Coach Hicks say he's going to do a 5K, I was like, who in the world in our town is going to sign up to run in that thing? I mean, seriously, Coach Hicks. Well, I can tell you that Mort Dwight L. ain't going to do it. He got legs like a tree trunk. Sturdy fella, long old torso, and he can hit dingers like nobody's business in the adult softball league. But you think you're going to get Mort Dwight L. to run? There better be a spider behind him or a snake on his heels. Myron Curtis ain't going to do it neither. I ain't going to do it. Russell Tucker ain't going to do it. JT Whitlow might. I mean, he's wild enough to try something like that. And he might even finish it. He ain't going to win it. I can tell you that right now. He ain't going to win it. But he may do it. And, you know, he's got his girlfriend, Whitney. That's Cody Mantell's cousin. She bring an air horn to anything. So the thing I'm thinking, if he run it, either she run it with him or she on the sidelines chasing him with an air horn, that'd make me run. Actually, truth be told, you chase me with air horn, I can find some speed in these legs. And I'm wiry and quick anyway. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm fast. But you want me to run 5Ks and I don't even know how far that is. That ain't going to happen, is all I'm saying. Rusty Tidwell, Rance Farnhart, and Brody Childress, they went for it. Cody Briggs, along with his brother Ricky. Ricky drives a trash truck in town. Now, Cody and Ricky, they ain't on Team Burger Shed, but Cody has been on Team Burger Shed on a season before. Then other folks in town, you know, Shailene Riggs signed up for it. Misty Fisdale, you might know her. She worked at the Burger Shed before. She's out at Fishing Clips right now. She got what they call a... like an eagle eye. Well, she got a lazy eye or like some sort of like a kind of like Hank Thistle's, look like a marble on a ping pong paddle. Like it, you ain't sure if she's looking right at you, but she a sharpshooter. Like that eye may not look like it work, but it do. So that's Misty Fisdale. She teenager. Gilbert Phillips, you know, his mom's Chlorine. He beat up an adult bull moose. He down there, and Ricky Don Pearson, who owns the laundry mat in town, sutter me up. But Ricky Don also has Gilbert working for him at the laundry mat. Ricky Don, a volunteer firefighter. He got an F-250. So that sutter me up may be doing pretty good for him, looking at what he's driving. Then all of a sudden, there's like a junior high and high schoolers who are entering too. I'm like, way to go, Coach Hicks, getting the whole community involved in your little jogathon or whatever you call it. I ain't sure what Coach Hicks is going to use all the entry fees for, because folks got to pay. That's the other thing. I mean, it is a business thing. I'm telling you, he a businessman. And so I like how he's thinking, but if you're going to, imagine that. You seen people out there race, they exhausted. They whooped. They look miserable. They paid to do that, y'all guys. They pay. Thank you, sir. May I have another kind of thing. Boy, they paid to do it. So I know the money is for Thunder Punch, but I don't know if he's looking to buy tracker tires or, you know, so folks can flip them over to gym like them CrossFittery. I hope not. Chuck Dilroy has a whole collection on his property. He'd probably give Coach them for free if he really wanted them. So basically this thing became like a whole St. Patty's Day celebration. We ain't never had a St. Patrick's Day parade in town. Not never in the history of the town, but if we don't know how to celebrate something in our neck of the woods, we just have folks bring a dish and we put up a stage for a talent show and we pretty much, you know, you got your ready mix celebration right there. So that's what happened. I mean, that's the plan, at least. I'll let you know. So folks are supposed to bring foods, hot dishes, desserts. I heard about the sign-up sheet. It's going to be after the 5K. That's in the morning is the 5K, the running. So folks run. Everybody who don't want to run just shows up to the party. Later, they looking for sponsors, okay? But I thought the runner's fees paid for that stuff. But maybe Coach Hicks, you know, he's doubling up. He's like, hey, yeah, folks will pay to be in it, but sponsors will pay to have their name out there so the whole town can see it. And people come from other counties, because there's folks in other places that like to exercise, which is probably good for our town. Because I'm like, if you're expecting our town to carry a whole 5K, you got to know. I mean, that's ambitious. I like the way you think, Coach Hicks. Boy, you're taking a big swing here. But then there's people that got a hold of some fitness channel on the YouTubes or the History Channel. I don't know where you watch them things. And like, oh, a running race for my health? You know, sign me up. I don't mind driving 54 minutes to the next county to run in a race. So I can run for 2 hours, drive for one, run for two, and drive back home. I don't know. But that's the idea, is that you got people's entry fees, and then you got people wanting to sponsor it, like businesses. That kind of money coming in too, that's even better. So he did ask me about Tavins Lawn Care Services. Y'all know that's what I do. You know, can I be a sponsor? But I don't know what that means. I mean, that's the first thing. If somebody's asking you a question, don't agree to something if you don't understand it. That's one thing. That's like business 101. So we set up a lunch, me and Coach Hicks, at the Burger Shed. I think that's the best place for a lunch meeting. So he could give me what they call the rundown into business. He'd give me the rundown. This is how it works, Tavin. This is where the money goes. This is what we're asking for. This is what we need from you. This is what you're going to get from us. You know, that kind of thing. I'm sitting there at the booth with Coach Hicks. Well, I was sitting by myself, and then he slide across from me once he get there, and he got one of the clear bottles that's full of what looked like a room temperature green drink. I figure it's spinach and dry heaves, but he wasn't planning to eat there is all I know. I'm thinking right now, but what he should have done is just got one of them little bottles of Magic Minds, and I told y'all about them. Boy, it's the thing that they ain't trying to leave you jittery like a coffee would. Focus and just sharpness, and the flavor ain't bad. And you drink one of them real quick, and you getting focused on the day, and you don't have to bring whatever Coach Hicks had on that little Tupperware container he was doing, because I don't know. But if you want that Magic Mind stuff, like I said at the beginning, check them show notes, and you can get yourself a discount. That way, you ain't trying at full price. And you'll see the details down there today. What I got, though, was a number 3 combo meal. It's a bacon double cheeseburger, curly fries, and Dr. Pepper. Delightful. Coach Hicks looks like he came from a meeting, and he's heading to even more important meeting after our meeting. Like, he got meeting after meeting after meeting, and he really doing the business right now. Like, his job's, it ain't city pool season, so he ain't lifeguarding right now. He don't run that Long John Silver's no more. He basically, what he do is, the most of it is, you know, his business, the boxing gym, and his boxing gym's basically, Thunder Punch is sponsoring this 5K, or it's like brought to you by, but then he bringing other sponsors. I'm telling you, he's working it. Coach Hicks is a businessman. I mean, when I was in high school and he was the PE teacher, he had a double cab with air condition. So, you know, between that PE salary and that Long John Silver's manager money, he's bringing it in. I mean, take notes if you're around Coach Hicks. That's what I learned. Now, I don't know if it's true or not that he had all them meetings. I'm just telling you, he looked like he did. But I tell you, he's steady focused. He had a paper printed out with these different levels. A sponsorship. Here's the numbers, Tavin. Like, out of way. Hold on, Coach Hicks. Firstly, why would I even do this? You acting like I need to choose a level, but you ain't told me why I should even care about any of these levels. Well, to get your name out in the community, Tavin, come on. And I said, my name's already out in the community, Coach Hicks. So you can check that one off the list. He goes, well, to get more business. I was like, well, Coach, business is pretty good. You know, it's pretty steady right now. He goes, well, look, it's a good look to sponsor a 5K. I was like, a good look to who? Who am I supposed to be impressing? I don't even know how far 5K is. And Coach Hicks says, well, it helps support the community. So I asked him, how in the world does it do that? And he said, well, I'll be able to get more mats for grappling, and I'm getting 2 new speed bags, and we might be putting in a juice bar at the Thunder Punch. I looked at his cup of greens and then back up to him, and I said, like popsicles you getting there? And, you know, like, them drumsticks or ice cream sundaes, that stuff. And I point to the greens, you know, or, you know, is it the fun stuff or is it that stuff? and I'm kind of pointing at that little bottle he got. He said, it ain't popsicles, Tavin. It's protein drinks, gut health drinks. That's when I said, you just probably should get some Magic Mind out there. That way you ain't got to scare folks away. They can have something healthy and like it. And then I took a sip of Dr. Pepper. And kind of, I was thinking about what Coach Hicks was saying. Still wasn't making great sense, you know. Like, I get wanting to be part of the community, but I am. And I like helping my community, and I do. But I'm trying to think, does this really, you know, is this a good fit? You know, businessman to businessman, we got to figure out how this is working out. So I say, you're telling me I can help folks that go to your gym have better equipment to work out on and their very own concession stand? That's kind of what this 5K is about. He said something like that, Tavin. And it just helped me out. It really would just help me out. And I was like, well, why didn't you say so, Coach? That's a no-brainer. I'll sponsor the lowest level if that'll help you. Just lead with that, though, because I don't care if Mort Dwidell has a new or an old mat to do stubby-legged roundhouse kicks on somebody down at your boxing gym. But if it's going to help you, just say the word. Coach Hicks smiled at me. We shook hands, and off he went, which told me, boy, he probably do have another meeting. I guess it was to that next important meeting, the best I could tell. Cricket walked in about that same time that he was leaving, and she was happiest to see me as I was to see her. She's like, you leaving, Tavin? I said, no, I got time, Cricket. Come on over. You know, Coach Hicks just left, and Bud brought food to Cricket. He knows what she eats. He's seen her come in, and it don't take long. Her family and his family, Bud's family, they've been friends for years, and I couldn't tell you the last time she had to pay for a meal at the Burger Shed. Her family's farm delivers produce to the Burger Shed. And so anyhow, she got food. Seeing Coach Hicks, this is Cricket talking, and this was news to me. She looked me in the eye, she goes, seeing Coach Hicks, Tavin, when he was leaving just now, reminds me that I got to pay my fee for the 5K. I said, you running in the 5K, Cricket? Oh, yeah, me and some of the gals at work, we all doing it. You should run, Tavin. Well, I'm doing you one better, Cricket. I'm going to sponsor it or be like a little sponsor on it. And then she's like, Tavin, that's so great of you. Like, she's real excited about that. And I'm thinking, shucks, I didn't know nothing about that. But it was nice to help Coach Hicks and now support the 5K. I don't know how far that is. That my girlfriend is running in. And I didn't even know that when I was closing that deal with Coach Hicks. But now it's kind of one of them things, boy, you winning and you winning again. Cricket asked me. She said, hey, is Meemaw going to the 5K? And I just laughed at her. I almost spit out a Dr. Pepper if it wasn't so valuable. I had to keep it in my mouth. She might show up to holler at folks, I said, but... And I don't mean cheer them on. She'll just holler at them. And if they really doing that potluck and all that, she'll find her way there. So I guess actually, truth be told, she might end up down there. But I can't. But if you asking if she's gonna run or like walk or like stroll or like get pushed in some sort of cart in a 5K, that ain't gonna happen. But you can take that to the bank. You better believe it. Before long, I had to get back to them lawns though. As much as I'd like to sit and talk to my gal all day at the Burger Shed over some delightful food, I got to get my name out there, as Coach Hicks says, get back to them lawns. So that's what we did. Me and Cricket, we said our goodbyes, and she had to go buy some running shoes, and she was going to go check out Uptown Gal. That's Mort Dwidell's wife's store in town. You know, her name's Donna Glenda. Well, she named after her mama and her granny, and you might know this, but she... Depending on who she's not mad at, she go by that name. So her mama's Donna. So if she mad at her granny, she'll say, I'm Donna Dwidell. But if she mad at her mama, she tell folks she Glenda Dwidell. And so I just call her Donna Glenda because I don't know what day she's mad at who. And I don't know how it go if she mad at both of them at the same time. Mrs. Dwidell. I do not know. But anyhow... they got all kind of things at Uptown Gal. They got yoga pants, which I tried to tell Meemaw about that once, and she goes, I hate yogurt. I'm like, well, I don't think that's the same. You know, that's, so I guess that disqualified her for yoga pants because she don't like yogurt. And, of course, Glenda Donna's husband, Mort, he can't have no dairy because he got the milk trait refugee where it tear up your guts. Like, he got a little pill if he gets hold of dairy. And I don't know if you ever tracked like where dairy end up, but it end up in cheese, it end up in ice cream, butter, like basically most of the fun stuff in life. And a lot of folks, you know, they into the fitness, like Coach Hicks and other folks, because they say, well, Tavin, I want to live longer. And I'm thinking, how long you want to live? All the fun people going to be dead. You're going to be sitting alone eating a salad. Boy, I don't know what Dr. Pepper tastes like, but I'm still here. I don't know. But anyways, down at Uptown Gal, they got a shoe selection. I don't know how much. I don't really shop down there. It's a women's clothing store. I've been in there with Mima before. She wants some creased britches for a Black Friday sale, that kind of thing. But I don't spend a lot of time down there. But Cricket, she going to go down there. She going to find out. So she'll know one way or another. And I don't know if everybody going to wear green to the St. Patrick's Day 5K. Maybe so. I imagine folks will get dressed up, you know, where you don't want to get pinched. I mean, you're already going to be miserable running that thing, coming out of that, you know, crossing that finish line. Hopefully everybody crosses the finish line all tired and sweaty and achy and cramped up. And insult to injury, somebody walk up to you and paint you because you ain't wearing no green. Boy, that's a hard thing. That might be turning into a wrestling match pretty quick. I mean, you get a little extra exercise at the finish line because you're wrestling folks down because they pinching you and you giving a DDT. Boy, you got to hoist up another adult after you ran the 5K. Boy, you should look into some pro wrestling because you got some strength. I mean, that's intercept strength, that's bicep strength, that's tricep strength, forceps strength, haunches, all of that. And I don't even know about that talent show they doing at the celebration, you know, after the potluck and the talent show. It's kind of short notice for folks to practice much. I mean, I guess it depends on what prize gets offered. Folks might pull a late nighter, practice the banjo, or work on their hog calling if the prize is right, kind of thing. I guess they just assuming, oh, we got a talented town. It's not like anybody got to practice. Just come by and drop in and join with whatever you're good at. Candy Dilroy, I think it was her. It might have been Maisley Grubbs that won years ago, entered a contest for coughing. Said she is talented at coughing. Well, there's a lot of folks in town good at that, but they ain't trying to win prizes for it. Some of them wish they could get rid of that thing. They just kind of hack. We'll see. This one's new for everybody, so we all trying to kind of figure it out and, you know, make our way through this before it get too crazy. So I'm excited, though, just because it's always fun when a town get together, and it's always kind of a curious thing when somebody trying something new, because I don't want to see Coach Hicks fail. Hear me say that. I don't want to see him fail. But I am kind of leaning in like, is this going to be a train wreck? I mean, I got money in the game now. You know, Tavern's Lawn Care Services is one of the sponsors of this St. Paddy's Day 5K. So, sure, I want to see it go well, but I'm having a hard time thinking you're going to round up enough people to want to run 5Ks. I don't know what that is. 5 kindergarten laps. But like I said, it seems like the list is growing on who's going to be there and who's going to be running in it. And then, of course, once that potluck comes out, that population is going to double. You can put that in your notepad, scribble it down with a number 2 pencil, and bite your eraser off because you don't need that. That's the truth. You can stick it there and keep it there. But I appreciate y'all. I got to tell you this right now. Joining me here on the podcast today, middle of March, not quite the middle of March. Getting real excited about these other things coming on. I got an announcement soon about something else that's coming up in May before the Wichita Falls show, but we ain't there just yet. Or maybe we are, but I ain't going to talk about it yet today. Keep an eye and an ear out for that. One of the best ways for like updates too, I mean, I think the podcast ain't bad, but also the text message. If you text me and I got your number, I can let you know about, you know, new things that showed up, merchandise and all that. And shows and dates and all that kind of thing. 501-322-6249. I hope you share this with somebody today. I mean it. Just send this off to somebody today. And then check them show notes. You'll see the discount for the Magic Mind, and then you'll see all them other things that we got going on. The tickets for the Wichita Falls show May 31st. Make a trip out of it. Join me there. It's going to be a hoot. And hey, if you've always been a little sad that your biggest talent is coughing, you might have a chance in our town, St. Patrick's Day talent show celebration. So good on you. Me, I'm Tavin Dillard, and I sure appreciate you and Yorn joining me today on the Tavin Dillard podcast, because that's what this is. And until next time, y'all guys, we'll see you later.